point is, they were all excited to tell me over their experience of what they went through. Why? Because it was experience that mattered their own life. When it's a matter of their own life, they loved said it again and again. They spoke about it because they mattered their life. Same thing over here. The story of Yitzias Mitzrayim is something that matters our life. Something that matters our life, we all want to speak about it. That's why these tremendous Talmidei Chachamim, they were all saying the story over every year, Leila Seder, and they didn't even, we'll see in the next paragraph, that they didn't even notice the morning is here. They kept going on and on because they understood that Yitzias Mitzrayim was a matter of their life, matter of being a Yid, and matter of being who we are. Fine. I think there's some noise, so maybe wherever there's noise, maybe mute the matzav over there.
Muted.
If anybody has a question, feel free to ask, okay? So we're moving on. Maise b'Rabbi Eliezer v'Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Tafran, five Tanoim, Shehayu mesubin b'Bnei Brak. They were sitting around the table eating a meal or in B'nei Brak. V'yimisaprim b'Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kol Oisei Alayla. They were saying over the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim all that night. Achebo Talmideim, till the Talmidim came to Omulayim and told them, Rabbi Yisenu, the time of Shachis has come. That means they were so involved in the story. They were experiencing of what happened in Yitzias Mitzrayim to such an extent that they lost track of time. Because Tanoim losing track of time is like, okay, it's Chiddush for me, but that's what it says over here. That's what it seems to be. That they lost track of time since it was so involved in the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Omar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, I'm continuing. Best is if you would have your own Agada in front of you, I think it will be easier. Omar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, Hare Ani, I am Kevin Shirim Shana, I'm like 70 years old. And I wasn't Zeche, that the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim should be said at night. What does that mean? We say Yitzias Mitzrayim twice every day, Shacharis and Ma'ariv. That's after this drasha that we're going to learn. But originally, by Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, it was only that they said this Krishma, the part of Yitzias Mitzrayim, they only said it in the morning. That's what he's saying. Loizochisi, Shetomer, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Baleilois. The end of Krishma that we say, Yitzias Mitzrayim, was not said at night, Ad Shedarsha Ben Zayma, till Ben Zayma came and made a drasha Shenema. Leman Tizkoir, it's a quote of a pasuk, Leman Tizkoir, Esim Tzeischo, Meretz Mitzrayim, Kol Yimei Chayecho. In order to remember the getting out of Mitzrayim all your life. So Yimei Chayecho, if we just say plain Yimei Chayecho, it would mean Hayomim, would mean the days. Kol Yimei Chayecho, Halilos. When it says Karl, it's adding not only at day, also at night. Chachamim say Yimei Chayecho Olam Hazeh, the days of you, Yimei Chayecho is this world. Kol Yimei Chayecho, all your life, Lehov Limoitz Mashiach, to add the days of Mashiach. So there's a machlekes here, how to learn the extra word Koil. There's extra word saying Koil, all your life. All your life is adding something. What's it adding? It's adding, so according to Tanakama, according to Ben Zayma, it's adding at night. Not only we say Shema in the morning by Krishma, rather we say Shema also at night. That's what we do today. We say Krishma in the morning, Shachris, we say Krishma in Ma'ariv. But Chachamim say that the Kol Mechayecho adds not only in this world we say Krishma, it rather, even if there are times of Mashiach, we are still going to say the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And the question is as follows. By at times Mashiach will experience Nisim that are greater than the Nisim we experienced in Mitzrayim. You hear that? That's quite intense. This the Nisim that were in Mitzrayim, the 10 Makos, Makas Bechoros at the end, splitting Yamsuf, all these things are going to be smaller, meaning during times of Mashiach, there'll be greater Nisim than we have experienced in time. If so, so why do we need at times of Mashiach to say over the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim, what happened back then, if we're going to have much greater, something much greater to say? Question clear? Yes. So the answer is that even at the times of Mashiach, we're going to have to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim for a simple reason. Because without Yitzias Mitzrayim, there would have been nothing. The base of everything is Yitzias Mitzrayim. Without Yitzias Mitzrayim, there would be nothing. There would not be the Jewish nation. Anything that we're having now, since Yitzias Mitzrayim, forever, is all because and based on what happened in Mitzrayim that we came out. That's why even times of Mashiach, it's true we'll have greater Nisim, but we are going to have to remember what happened back then. If we don't remember back then, so we're missing the base. The base is that we had, we came out of Mitzrayim, we became a nation. That is the point. That explains a little bit, that explains why by every mitzvah, every kiddush, we always say Zecher Liyetzias Mitzrayim, right? In Kiddush on Shabbos, we say Zecher Liyetzias Mitzrayim. What do you want with Yetzias Mitzrayim? Do about Shabbos. What does Shabbos remind us? Shabbos reminds us of the Ma'aseh Bereishis, when Hashem created the world. So why are we saying the Kiddush Friday night, Zecher Liyetzias Mitzrayim? That's not the point here. The answer is again, without Yetzias Mitzrayim, we wouldn't know of Sheish Yisim Bereishis. Without Yetzias Mitzrayim, without connecting, without becoming a Kodesh Baruch Hu's nation, we would not have a Shabbos. We wouldn't have anything. We will begayim like the Mitzrim. We are the Mitzrim today. That nation is gone. The people on Egypt now is not the same nation. There's a king that spread everything around. I don't know what happened with them, but we would have not been the Jewish nation. We wouldn't have had Shabbos. We wouldn't have had anything. So that's why everything we do is ultimately Zecher Liyetzias Mitzrayim. We have to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the base. When Hashem made Klal Yisrael, Hashem chose us as His nation. And that's, so again, so that's why we say, even the days of Mashiach that will have greater Nisim, still we're going to have to say the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And what's the deal with the days and the nights? We know that days are times that things are shining, things are nice, things are good, things are doing well. Nights is always times that things are dark. It's Miram, things are not good, things are not kishmak, and which we're learning over here that Hashem's personal involvement with Klal Yisrael that we spoke about earlier, Hashem's personal involvement with Klal Yisrael, it takes us through all the times, at the times that things are great, things are looking good, things that are well, and also at the times that things are bad. It's interesting, by the Holocaust, my grandmother, her brother, was nifter recently, this winter. That's one day we missed cheer, I think, because I went to the Levaya. They both said that they felt HaKadosh Baruch Hu at every step. Every step of the most difficult times, they felt HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going with them. And you heard it from I heard it from two Holocausts, from my grandmother and her brother. I heard it from him, didn't hear it from him directly, someone told me. But in times and nights, we also feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's personal involvement. I think it's also relevant to our times. I think that now the world, including Klal Yisrael, is going through tough times. I think you're all stuck at home, basically. That's what I heard from, I forgot his name. But people are stuck. People are losing their parnasa. People are getting sick. People are dying. It's terrible. The world, we never experienced the world with such thing. Even the Holocaust, there were places, my family comes from Switzerland. In Switzerland, there was no Holocaust. In Sweden, there was no Holocaust. One grandfather was in Sweden. A revolver was in Sweden. The Erlangers were in Switzerland. Nothing happened there. But in here we have a situation that the whole world is suffering, including us. And we have to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here. There's no room to be scared because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. That's Leilois. That's the time we say Krishna even Balayla. Even Balayla, we feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. I'll tell a bit of story for those who didn't hear it in Shir, but even those who heard it in Shir, I think it's worth hearing it again. It's a story that touched me. When I was, must have been 14 or so, my grandparents, Volba and his wife were by us. An author of a book, which I'm not going to say his name, his book is like this thick, if you could see. It's a real thick book of what he went through is crazy. It's unbelievable. The nisim that he went through, it's crazy. And he came to Rav Volba. He was by us in America. We lived in Ocean Park at the time. He came Friday night. He wanted to speak to Rav Volba. So he told Rav Volba, he had a taina on the Gedolei Torah that were in Europe at the time of the war, that people were asking, should we escape? Should we not escape? And the Gedolei said to stay. And he says, look, they said to stay. And look what happened. Everyone got killed. That's a powerful taina lichayra. Rav Volba started to answer him, but he interrupted into Rav Volba's words, so Rav Volba didn't continue, because Rav Volba only spoke when he really wanted to hear, not when he wanted to speak. He wanted to speak, so he listened. So Rav Volba stopped talking, but my grandmother was standing behind him, and she was a very calm, sweet woman who, she was the daughter of Rav Avraham Gojinski, was the Mashkiach in Slabodka. That means she grew up in a very chashuva home, and she was hearing this, And she couldn't handle it. She tells him, I don't understand. I read your book. You went through so many nisim. Hashem made you so many nisim to keep you alive. You don't understand that whoever Hashem wanted alive, he kept alive. Whoever he didn't want alive, he did not keep alive. Where do you have room for questions to begin with? She couldn't handle it. He was like stunned. He was like, who are you? So she said, I'm the daughter of Rav Avraham Gojinski, and he understood where she came from. He changed topics. He had no more questions. And this came out straight from the heart of my grandmother, who went through, she wrote a book about the war. She went through the war, and her father was burnt alive. Her siblings got killed, and she went through everything. And yet, even Balelois at nights, that things are dark, things are not comfortable. Still, we remember Yitzias Mitzrayim, that we were in a terrible state in Tar Mitzrayim. We were slaves. And even then, Hashem took us out. Hashem had a plan. We don't always understand His plan. We're not meant to know His plan. We're just supposed to do what we're supposed to do. But even the Tar Mitzrayim, we have to remember Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, and Hashem could do anything. So in regarding to our times, I think it's important to make mention. When I said not to be scared, does not mean that we know what's going to happen. It does not mean that things are going to pan out the way we think it should pan out. It means something else. It means we are not concerned because we know Hashem, which is our Father and loves us and cares for us. He's making it happen. There are no mistakes. That's what David HaMelech says. Gam ki eilech begeitz almavis. Even when I go in the paths of death, loy iroro, I am not scared. Ki ato imodi, because you are with me. David HaMelech understood he's going on the paths of death. That means he might die. David HaMelech knew that. He might die. He didn't say he's not going to die, but he says, I'm not scared. Why I'm not scared? Because Hashem is leading me. When Hashem is leading me, so I'm in good hands. I'm in good hands. It's like a child who goes for surgery, a young child, and could be a serious surgery, and the father takes him, the mother takes him, he's calm. He's with his father and mother. He's not worried. He's not worried because he has who to rely on. That's a parent which is limited. But we have a Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is our parent. And a Kodesh Baruch Hu makes sure that the right thing is happening to each person. Sometimes it's comfortable. Sometimes it's less comfortable. We don't understand. But we do understand that Hashem has His ways. And that's what we're saying over here. I'm bringing it back to Yetzias Mitzrayim. We remember Yetzias Mitzrayim on day and at night, at these times and times of Mashiach. All the time we know Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Hashem is our Father. Hashem leads us. Hashem is personally involved with every single Yid. That's the message over here of Balelois. Balelois. I think we have 45 seconds left, and we don't like to go over time. And I want to tell you that it's all great to see everyone. I don't know how to work this. I don't know who's on and who's not. I see over here Pesach, Baruch, and Bentley. Shkach for the wine. And can you tell more people here? What?
I can tell you who's here. Jericho, someone named Shlaima, iPhone.
How do you sure. see? Why don't I see?
On the bottom of the screen, you could click participants.
Hold on. Bottom of the screen, participants. Yes, and now what happens? So it gives a list. Got it. But now I want to see you. So where do I go back? Close. Okay, let me tell you, this technology is unbelievable. I never had this. I never really tapped into it. It's unbelievable. Saying
we guys, this is why Yeshiva should have smartphones.
You see that? That's why we gave smartphones. K-phones.
K-phones.
I see you not smiling. You're not happy with that?
Yeah.
Bentley, right. What's your first name?
It's my what?
What's your first name?
Yosef.
Yosef. You're not happy with the phone app?
I don't have it because I'm in America, so I don't need to be from anymore, so I have a regular phone.
Oh, you have Got it. Okay.
Hey, can I call you back from my landline so that we have a better...
Wow. It's great to see you guys.
I'm not going to remember.
We'll be back here. Thank you. I'm happy you're with. But I think that if someone wants to tomorrow also be with us, if you bring Haggadah and do what Yosef is doing, which is you could write down notes. Chazer, spoke about it yesterday. The more we prepare, the more we connect. And this night of Pesach is by me, by my father, what I saw was the highest height of the year. It was even a higher height than the Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. It's so uplifting to connect to the basic words of the Haggadah, to have what's going on. And I hope you all do that. And I hope you all have a great day.